On Saturday, May 30th, horse trainers from across the state will face the hardest part of the Meeker Mustang makeover, putting a halter on a wild horse and loading it into a trailer. The event, now in its second year, is the brainchild of local rancher Deirdre McNabb, who says last year's makeover was a huge success.
We got such positive feedback from not just the audience, but the people in the town of Meeker and the county of Rio Blanco where this takes place. And they all wanted to see it happen again. And they thought it was a terrific new event for the town of Meeker, which is surrounded by herds of Mustangs in the Bureau of Land Management area.
This year's event is bigger.
We've almost doubled the numbers of horses.
And includes a new competition.
We've added a youth component this year where we have 5 yearling, which means they're 1-year-old Mustangs, that will go to youth ages 10 to 18. And simply by working with this horse for 100 days and being able to satisfy an obstacle course requirement will get $800 scholarships toward their college or vocational school.
But the Meeker Mustang Makeover is about more than showcasing horse training abilities. One of the most contentious issues facing the Bureau of Land Management's Wild Horse and Burro program is the number of animals in holding facilities around the country. Mustangs and burros rounded up but not adopted end up in off-range corrals or pastures for the rest of their natural lives. Agency estimates as of April 2020 show a little more than 48,000 Mustangs and burros in holding facilities and pastures. Maintenance for those animals eats up most of the program's budget. The agency spent more than $57 million on animals in holding in 2019. In its most recent report to Congress about the Wild Horse and Burro program, BLM states that it wants to remove 18,000 to 20,000 animals permanently every year from public rangelands to be placed in off-range holding until the amount of animals on the range is at an agency-determined management level that takes into consideration other range uses. The whole point of the original BLM adoption program was to adopt out as many horses that were taken off the range. But since the 1980s, annual adoption rates have not kept up with the amount of horses and burros rounded up. So the animals that aren't adopted go right into holding. That's where the makeover programs come in. Since 2007, the Mustang Heritage Foundation, affiliated with the BLM, has been hosting Mustang makeovers across the country, which attract national trainers. But the Meeker makeover is a separate local event. Deirdre McNabb says it's sponsored by local businesses and groups, and it's an economic driver for the community. It's also good for the horses.
This is a process of not just finding productive homes and forever homes for these horses, but it's an opportunity to educate the audience about the iconic American Mustang.
My name's Melissa Kindle. I work at the BLM in Meeker, Colorado. I am the Range Tech Wild Horse Management person at our office.
Even though the BLM is not affiliated with the Meeker makeover, Kindle's in charge of getting Mustangs to the event. She says the horses chosen this year are 50-50 mares and geldings.
7 horses came from Colorado, and they were most likely gathered outside of the Sandoys Basin herd management area. The rest of the horses are from Wyoming, and I'm not sure which HMA. I suspect Adobe Town, but I can't say for sure.
Kindle says her favorite part of the makeover is the kismet of matching horse to trainer.
Even though everything is so random in everybody's life, when the adopters come on Saturday, it's almost like they were destined to be paired with this horse.
This year, in the age of COVID-19, it's kind of like Meeker Mustang makeover or bust. McNabb says even if the virus spikes at the end of the summer, the show will go on.
If we have significant growth in COVID, we would move to an online event.
Trainers have 100 days to prepare their steeds before the makeover finals in early September. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.